Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam. It is absolutely wonderful to have you here with me. And today we got a really interesting show because we're going to be covering the topics of metaphysics, spirituality, and psychology. That's all going to be covered because my guest today, she's a certified master neuro-linguist coach practitioner. Her name is Mia Johnston. Mia Johnston is a cognitive behavioral therapist with a Master's of Arts degree in counseling from 1993 from Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. She is also a master energy practitioner, a registered and certified hypnotherapist with the American Board of Hypnotherapy Neuro-Linguistic Programming and certified relationship specialist through the American Psychotherapy Association. So I'm very, very happy to announce I've got Mia Johnston here with me. Hello, Mia.
Hi, how are you doing? I know it's
I'm doing well, thank you.
Going through all that reading cycle, you know, you go, okay, when does it stop? Okay, it's just like a one-stop shop, you know. thank you very much, you know.
Well, I'm really glad to have you as a guest, and our listeners would be very, very interested to hear what you have to say. So now I'm going to ask you, how did you get into this niche?
Well, of course, you know, I'm not gonna do ancient history, but let's just say I decided to become a therapist because I was a real estate broker in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And I was so used to negotiating like contracts and arguments and everything that I said, geez, I think I should be a marriage and family counselor. So then I went back to graduate school and became a therapist. And from being a therapist, I decided, okay, well, I want to teach parenting. So I studied parenting, and then I want to teach anger management. I studied anger management. Then I decided I wanted to be a hypnotherapist, and I studied to do that, and I became certified in that. My friends call me a certification junkie. And they tell me, don't get any more. You can't even get the ones you have on the card. You know, and I said, I know, but it's all on my accreditation page. I don't know if you bother telling it. But my particular niche right now is because having been a traditional therapist for about 19 years, I really have some strong feelings on how our society over-medicates. Instead of looking at what inside the person needs to be changed, they just, you know, basically with children, they give them a drug that will deaden their emotions so that they're kind of monotone. And I hate that. I hate it, you know. And so I decided that, you know, no, I was going to focus more on, you know, it doesn't matter where you've been. It matters where you are now, and it matters where you're going. You know, where you've been, nobody can change that. Nobody can change that. So therapy is for where you've been. You know, it's like if you want to talk about where you've been, then go to a therapist. You know, now I'm a therapist, but I'm only licensed in Texas. So I can only do therapy for people legally in Texas. However, I'm a certified coach. I can coach for anybody anywhere in the world.
Right.
Hypnosis, and I'm also a certified distance provider. So, you know, that was another thing. I mean, the one thing about me is that when I decide that I'm going to add something, I always go for certification in it, where other people go, you know, you don't have to. And I go, you know, if I'm going to say that I do something. I want the people who are looking at what I'm doing to know that I went through the training. You know, it's the deal. So now I'm working with go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's actually very important because it's very, very easy to become something just, you know, or you just claim you're something and with no real credentials. It is a good idea to have some sort of certification or some proof that you did go through the training. I mean, that's actually a really, really good point. Now, a lot of people are self-taught. I do get that, and that's fine. But I do understand where you're coming from, being a coach, it is a good idea to be certified because that gives people more confidence that you can really help them. Now, I also want to talk about what what you were talking about before, is that so many people hang on to their past, and you're absolutely right. The past is gone, and this is what keeps people stuck, and that's very true. If people just can't seem to shake their past off, then they do need therapy.
Well, I always tell people, you know, the only difference between staying in one place and a grave is the depth. Because if you're staying in one place, you're digging a grave. I mean, you know, it's like slowly, surely, you're eroding the ground underneath your feet. And before you know it, you're up to your eyeballs, and you're like, oh, my God, how am I going to get out of here now? And that's where I find a lot of people, you know, in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s, even in their 60s and everything. You know, age is irrelevant anymore because, age 50 is like the age 30 now because people are living, you know, into their 100s.
So oh, yes, they certainly are.
When they say the new 30 is 50, well, that's actually true because, you know, if you're going to live to be 100 at 50, you're only halfway through. But a lot of people around that age maybe, you know, like, I mean, I've been in school forever. I'm still in school. I mean, I'm still taking courses that, you know, that interest me. And it's like, you come to an age, everybody I think is different, but I think everybody comes to an age where all of a sudden, you know, they've kind of gotten a grip on their family life, well, if you ever can, you know. yeah, no. I teach parenting, remember? You know, it's like anger management. So, you know, but you get to a point where you start wondering, is this all there is for me? You know, what's my legacy? You know, what are people going to remember that I existed? You know, and that's when people start searching. Now, I started very, very young. I was a teenager when I started, looking into alternative aspects of looking at religion, at life, at everything else, and I've gone on since then. So I know a lot of different topics, but just because you learn something doesn't necessarily mean that you are that thing. You know,
it's just like a
piece that you have. I always call it, you know, my toolbox. I said, wait a minute, let me reach into my toolbox for a second, and I'm going to change hats. And I'm going to be a therapist, but it's only going to be for a second, okay? Because then we're going to go right back to talking about where we were before, you know? And so it's impossible to, you know, I am the culmination of everything I've learned.
Right.
So when someone hires me to be a coach, they're getting the therapist. They're getting the hypnotherapist. They're getting the Reiki master. They're getting the energy master. I do a lot with natural stones and essential oils because I believe that people need symbols to be able to, like in neurolinguistics, we would call it anchoring. You know, but if you have a particular thing that you can anchor to, for me, it's jewelry. Okay, so I will be selling some amulets and things like that on my site, but for me, it's jewelry. Love is in the Earth is like a Bible to me. I have two copies of it. You know, I have one in my home office, one in my regular office. And if I'm feeling or someone's feeling a certain way, I might say to them, you know what, you need to get a hold of a piece of rose quartz. Or you
okay.
need to get a hold of a piece of citrine. You know, if you're having money problems, citrine brings abundance. You know, rose quartz deals with emotions, the clarity of emotions. And that's all what I'm about is the clarity of communication. I fell in love with neurolinguistics. I was in coaching college, and I finished
mm-hmm.
my first
mm-hmm.
year. And I was about to start my second year. And I was really struggling a little bit because I'm not a business coach. Okay, I've always worked for the government or else I've been self-employed. So, you know, when they say business coach, I go, well, you know, I'm not one of those. I said, because really, I don't know about how the, I said, I know how politics go. I'm a mediator. You know, I said,
right,
I know
right.
politics, but I don't know the day-to-day running of your job and everything, so if we're talking about an emotional issue, yes, I can help them. If you're talking about something that has to do with what you do in your job, then you'd probably be better off finding a coach that knows what you do.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Okay, well, that actually makes a lot of sense.
People are so, you know, it's very important to have a network. I'm very
good
at networking. You know, I have over 20,000 people in my LinkedIn. And, And I communicate with them. You know, I mean, they send me proposals and I, you know, or they'll send me a note. And I always make sure that I respond, you know.
Yes. That's important because it's one thing to have a lot of connections. But if you're not communicating with your connections, then how good is your network? You know, and that's
exactly.
the other thing, too. My last show, we talked about tribe building, where you connect with others and build trust at the same time. And you've got to communicate. You've got to share valuable information and communicate with them. Make them feel like they're somebody instead of just a number. So
mm-hmm.
that's very good. Because I do find a lot of times with LinkedIn, a lot of people don't always respond to emails. Some, you know, there are ones who do and there are ones who don't. Maybe they don't check them, you know, but that's the thing. If you're going to be on any kind of network, you need to be sure to be active on it.
Every day, I make it a point. Every day, I make it a point to wish everybody who's got a birthday, a happy birthday. I write my own message. I don't send the one that, you know, can. I write my
mm-hmm.
own message and I send it and I make sure every day that I send it and I figure that way, you know, I'll get through all 20,000, you know, eventually because somebody has to be born on one day eventually. So, you know, that's one way. But I used to have a greeting card thing that I could send, but that used to annoy people because I have so many
yeah.
people. I sent a Mother's Day card, and people were still getting it in August, you know,
right,
and I was like,
right.
they go, Mother's Day is in May, and I'm like, I know, I started this in May. You know, but it's just keeps going, so I got rid of that one. But I do like to, you know, I'm very into joint ventures. I think that, you know, there's a place for all of us.
Right.
People
right.
have a need for all of us.
Right.
And if
right.
you're good at what you do, you're not worried about, you know, somebody doing it better than you.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely true.
Right. So, and then the people that are worried, I spend a lot of time in the forum and everything, and, you know, like I've got some people that they and I play off of each other, because, like, they'll say something, I'll say something, and they'll go, totally. And then I'll go, LOL, you know, and it's like a private joke, you know, because there's this one person who is probably one of the most brilliant men that I've ever listened to when he talks and everything, but he overanalyzes everything, and he always makes sure that he puts a little note. He goes, Mia, this must be driving your emotional side. He goes, your kinesthetic side crazy with the overanalysis, you know, and I go, yeah.
Right.
You know, I go, sometimes it's simple, you know. Sometimes it's just simple, you know, and sometimes people make it so complicated, you know.
Yes.
I'm a big proponent of Don Miguel Ruiz, the Four Agreements. And I tell
people,
if you can learn to incorporate those four agreements into your life, I said, it sounds easy. I said, but it's really not. But once you do...
It's not. You know what? It's funny, because what sounds so simple is very, very difficult. Like, for instance, you're absolutely right. Thanks for pointing that out. Like, for instance, when we say, go on the topic of forgiveness, it sounds so easy. Oh, just let it go and just move beyond. Move beyond it. Let it stay in the past. But it's so difficult to do. So it's the same kind of thing.
It is. You have to, either you have the ability naturally to compartmentalize things, so that, you know, that you can take each thing and you can block it off, and it doesn't affect the next thing that you do, or else you have to learn how to compartmentalize. A bad morning, you know, everybody has a mood disorder to some degree.
Oh, for sure.
It goes back in time. You know, people said, what happened to you? You get out on the wrong side of the bed? You know, and that was when people pushed their beds up against the wall and only one person had a side to get out of, you know, and that's where that is. What'd you do? Get out on the wrong side of the bed, and then later on, and later, like, you know, errors, they would sit there and they go, are you on your cycle? You know, and it's like, excuse me? You know, or they say, you're being too emotional. I don't think I'm being emotional. I think I'm being really logical. I'm telling you what I want. It may not be what you want to hear, but I'm perfectly calm. I don't feel emotional. You know, you're taking it emotional. And so communication is very important. We had this discussion yesterday on a forum. The value of your communication is as good as the understanding of the person that you are trying to communicate with.
Right, right.
If they don't understand you, then you might as well be talking Swahili.
Or there's a wall.
In a while, just freak my cats out. I talk like a robot voice, you know, but I talk in my normal voice, but I go, and they look at me, you know, like,
that's
am I
funny.
Supposed to be understanding this? You know, it's like, you know, and I take care of my mother. My mother's older and she has dementia, and she says to me, she goes, do you really think those cats understand you? I said, they might not understand the words, but they understand the tone. So that when I just look at them and go, are you supposed to be that? They'll jump down. You know, because I've trained them. You know?
Right.
And kids
are
the same way. Kids are repetition, over and over and over and over again. And parents need to learn that if you've been saying the same things to your children over and over and over again and you are not getting the results, then you need to understand that what you're saying has now become white noise to the child.
Yes.
And
it's very
they
true.
Can block that, you know.
Because that's actually very true. Because if that's the thing. if you're just talking to your child and not really communicating with them, then they're not going to listen to you. So it's very true. You have to talk, actually communicate with them, make an effort to communicate with them, get onto their level and really communicate with them, because that's actually something that I see a lot too. Parents just talk or they just yell and expect the child to respond. No, you have to actually communicate with them in order for them to listen. So that's a very good point.
And you also have to have them buy into the end result. Like, you know, as a therapist, I would always make sure that I would give like a kind of assignment to this person, child person, whoever, because I did do adults too. You know, I did married couples and things like that. I would give them an assignment to do until they saw me the next time. And with kids, even with adults, I would remind them several times. I'd go, "What are you supposed to be working on this week?" And then I found out, and I'd go, "Okay, tell me again." And then I found out that some of these kids are absolutely brilliant, and they can mimic you like a proverb. So then I would turn around and I'd go, "Okay, what are you supposed to be working on this week?" And they would tell me, and I'd go, "Okay, what does it mean?" And that way I would know it wasn't just, you know, because kids will tell you, "Yes, I worked in residential treatment for a while," and my schoolwork, she'd get so upset because they said, "This kid did such and such of me," and I go, "Uh-huh," and you told them not to, and they go, "Yeah," and I go, and they agreed not to, and they said, "Yeah," and I said, "They just agreed to shut you up."
Said,
you need to make sure that they've got something, you know, like that they have a horse in the race. You know, that's what it really boils down to, is, you know, who has a horse in this race? You know, I always tell people, I go, "Look, I have no horse in this race, so I don't care which way you decide, just as long as I help you to know that for every choice, there's a consequence."
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it be a good one or a bad one. And Don Miguel, learning to not take things personally, that's a huge one.
That is. And it's very difficult to do that. It's very difficult to not take things personally, especially if you've been taking things personally for a very long time. So how do you break out of that mold or that belief?
Well, and you know, when I'm working with somebody, you know, I'm myself all the time, and, you know, it's like, you know, I don't have a filter. I just say what I think, you know, and I will, you know, just say to somebody and everything, I say, "You know what the definition of insanity is?
Doing the same thing over and over again." Yep.
Yeah. And expecting a different result.
Yeah.
If you're doing it and you're not getting the result that you want, then you need to change what you're doing. You need to be flexible. And more important than anything else, you need to be consistent. If it's not allowed today, it's not allowed tomorrow. Just because I come in the house and I'm tired and I'm stressed and everything, don't think that that's the moment that you can throw a fit and I'll give you what you want. I said, because the quickest way to not get something that you want from me is to throw a fit. I said, you know, absolutely. Now you'll never get to go and see that movie. Until you're an adult, you know.
Oh, very important. Yeah, because if you give in to them while they're having a tantrum, then they're going to think it's okay. That's going to be definitely a spoiling. You know, you can spoil somebody that way, too.
Well, yeah. Well, you teach them that throwing a tantrum is how they get what they want.
Yes.
You know, and then when I go, I very rarely go in stores because I'm just not a shopper. I shop on the internet, you know. But if I go in stores and I see a child that's like, you know, screaming their head off, they're in the checkout aisle and their mother says they can't have the candy that the store puts there on her, you know. And I'll sit there and hand my card to the mother and I'll go, "Don't give in." I say, "Don't give in." I said, you know, they children rely on the structures that we as adults and parents and practitioners have to set for them. They're counting on the fact that they know they don't have the right amount of self-control. So they're counting on us to have it, even though they argue with us and everything. And they'll argue with you till the day they die.
Sure, they will.
I mean,
yeah.
But, you know, it's like a marshmallow. If you put a marshmallow over the fire, you can toast it, and then you pop it in your mouth and you eat it. But if you take a spoonful of marshmallow fluff and you put it on the end of a stick and hold it over the fire, what's going to happen? It's going to set on fire. If you don't put boundaries on children, they're going to set on fire because somebody has to say, whoops, that's far enough.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
But
I will.
That is the whole trick behind parenting. But I go over all of that and more. You know, we're looking, we're still in the very beginning stages of adding to it. Like I said, I'm going to be selling some natural stones and essential oils. I'm looking at a couple of other programs to incorporate in as well. And I think it's going to be a fun site. I want it to be a fun site. You know,
yeah,
I want
absolutely.
It to be a where people can go and, you know, and go, hey, yeah. You know, I had one woman in an interview the other day. She said, I've written down 4 things on how to handle my children since you started talking. And I said, okay. Well, I said, yeah, they kind of, that's why I always include in there, you know, that I am a storyteller.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
That I will start a story and I will, you know, start to tell it in order to illuminate it to someone else.
Right.
But don't we all? Isn't that what communication is?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Mia, I'm just wondering, how can people connect with you?
I have a website. http://www.outofthetanglesweb.com. If you can't remember that, just remember the poem, Oh, What a Tangled Web We Weave, when first we practiced.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great. You certainly have a lot of amazing advice to give, a lot of tools for people to use. So, yeah, definitely connect with Mia. She's got a lot of great...
I just believe in, like, you know what? If we can make this simple, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people up front, look, you know what? You will become friendly with me, but I'm not your friend. I'm your coach or I'm your therapist or I'm your this or I'm your that. And the time may come when I'm going to have to tell you something you don't want to hear. Remember that we had this conversation then. You know.
Yes.
This is one of those things when I'm going to tell you something you don't want to hear. And you're going to get mad at me, but remember I warned you that these things would come up. You know, and so, yes, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to bring as much possible that I've learned. I was a very early mother, and I learned a lot of it by, you know, trial and error. My oldest son
that's how we do learn.
My oldest son always says, you don't psychobabble me, Mom. And I'm like,
that's how we learn, trial and error.
I say, I was actually just talking. I said, well, I wasn't doing psychobabble, but if I sound like a psychobabbler, it might be because that's what it is.
Right.
You know.
All right, Mia, how can people reach you on social media?
Again, go to my website, and my radio show link is on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just click on the little thing. It'll take you to the radio show. And, that's it.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. You are a very, very interesting guest. You provide a lot of valuable information. So you have yourself a wonderful day. And everyone, be well, take care, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.